Legend lives on from the Chippewa down the big lake, the call get you gloomy. The lake, it is said, never gives up for dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November come early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. The big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and a captain well seasoned, including some terms with a couple of steel firms, and they left fully loaded for Cleveland. And later that night, when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound, and a wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late, and the breakfast had to wait, when the gales of November came slushing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain, in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck, saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed ya." At 7 p.m., a main hatchway caved in, he said, "Fellas, it's been good to know ya." The captain wired in, and he had water coming in, and a good ship and crew was in peril. And later that night, when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the words that turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up, or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. And all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Like Huron Rose Superior sings in the ruins of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. And the boats, and the iron boats go, as the mariners all know, with the gales of November, remember? In a musty old hall in Detroit, they prayed in the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. The church bells chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa down to the big lake they call Yichigumi. Superior, they say, never gives up for dead when the gales of November come early. NEDM.